Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to Millennial Love, a podcast from The Independent that looks at everything to do with sexuality, relationships, identity and more. I'm your host Olivia Petter and today on the programme I'm joined by Danny Dyer. Danny is probably best known for appearing on Love Island in 2018 and actually winning the show with her then boyfriend Jack Fincham. Today she joins me to discuss what it was like to break up with Jack in the public eye and find love again with her ex. We also discuss the current season of Love Island, but I should warn you that the couples she mentions are actually no longer together because we did record this a few weeks ago. So my thoughts and condolences go out to all the fans of Shauna and Callum. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, Danny.
Hi.
So your book, What Would Danny Do? Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Thank you.
It has some of the funniest quotes I've ever read, particularly about dating.
Yeah.
Things like, I was just the fried halloumi when all I wanted to be was the full chicken. And falling in love with Justin Bieber was like tasting my first duck roll. But I think one of the best parts about that chapter in particular is how you talk about your perfect couple being your mum and dad.
Yeah.
Which I think is really sweet. So what is it about their relationship that you think you hope to emulate in your own relationships?
I think it's like they've been together since I was like 14 and I love the fact that they're best friends and you can tell how much they fancy each other, as gross as that is, because that's my mum and dad, but they just get along, they're like best friends, and they're very honest with each other when it comes to the fact of how they're feeling, and I just love that, and I've always wanted in a relationship for them to be my best friend, as well as like a couple.
Mm.
You know, I've been, like, they had me at such a young age, like 19, so I've sort of gone through their relationship with them, really. So, no, yeah, I think I've always wanted that, what my mum and dad have had.
You talk about having quite a lot of bad luck with boys before having gone on Love Island. So what kind of situations did you experience? You talk about game playing.
Yeah.
What kind of games would people play with you?
I think it's with boys in particular. They're just very, I feel like we're quite open, aren't we? Like, well, I am quite open with my feelings, very honest.
Too.
But I feel like boys like to play the game and, you know, they act like they're not interested. And then when you actually aren't interested, then they're interested. I just don't get it. Like, I always had that issue and I had it for a little while. My friends have been always in relationships, like one of my best friends, she's been with her boyfriend since she was 14. My other friend was in a five-year relationship. My other friend was in a relationship. It was always me that was going through it, and I'd be like, well, at least it's me, you know. There's got to be one friend that's doing it, and it was always me. I'd be ringing them up going, girls, they'd be like, what now, Danny?
Do you think, though, I know in general, like, it's so much better to be open, and I'm the same, like, I always want to be more open in relationships, but do you think when someone is playing games with you, it's quite hard not to play games back?
Yeah, like, you know, the whole, like, texting thing, like, I'm not going to text him first, and I'm not going to answer the phone call. Yeah, you do. I feel like it can get into a vicious, like, circle, though, when, like, they play games and you play games, and it doesn't really work. It's fun for a little while, but then after a while, it becomes a little bit draining, I think. Especially, like, the older you get. Like, when you're 16, 17, I think, fine. But I feel like when you start getting in your 20s, it's a bit like, what do you want?
When you were writing that chapter on dating, how did it feel at the time? Was it quite satisfying to be so open with your readers from your perspective? Because obviously coming from Love Island, you've been written about so much and your love life has been written about so much. So was it quite refreshing to actually be the person in control of that narrative?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like the only time I can be 100% control is when I'm like writing down and when I can put it into my book. So I liked that I could say what I want, do what I want. If I wanted to take it out, I could. There was no filter with it, and that's what I loved. I could just be completely honest on the way I'm feeling about it.
And the book came out last year, so this is the paperback version.
Yes.
It's coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
So did you write it just after you came off the show of Love Island in 2018?
Yeah. So the part of the book, like the big part of the book, And then obviously the final chapter was this year.
Yeah.
Last year. No, this is confusing. Last year. Yes.
Yeah. So how does it feel
rereading the book now, because obviously a large chunk of it was written while you were still with Jack, who you met on the show and won the show with. Mm. When you read it back now, how does it make you feel?
You know what? It was a part of my life, and that's what I look at it as. Like, anything I've, you know, put in the book was a part of my life. When I'm speaking about previous relationships, you know, that was a part of me, and I was... And I'm not ashamed of that, because, you know, Jack, me and Jack had such a great time together. You know, we was in Love Island. We won Love Island together. So that was a memory. Mm. And that's what I just look at it as, rather than anything.
The breakup was obviously incredibly public. And I can't imagine how difficult that must have been.
Yeah, that was hard.
To go through a breakup with someone and then have the reasons sort of speculated about in the press and everything is scrutinised. How did it feel at the time, and were you expecting it to be of such interest to people?
No, I don't, you know, it was really rubbish, to be honest, because it's just one of them things, it just happens, and you don't realise, when you sort of come out of Love Island, you don't realise that you're famous. I know it sounds weird, because you go in and then as one person, you come out and then you do have, you are like under a microscope, you have to, you know, watch everything you do, everything you say and stuff. And it was really difficult, because it is hard. Everyone's going to have an opinion. I have to understand that everyone's going to assume things. Everyone's going to, you know, read things. And I just feel like I had to just keep my mouth shut a little bit, because the more you say, the more it gets twisted. But it is difficult, because I'm such a person that really speaks about how I'm feeling. I'm very honest. So when I've got people talking about me, I just want to say this and say that. And but it's just like, you know what? There's no point, because the more you say, the more gets like spoken about. So I just thought, you know what? It is what it is.
Was there anything you read in particular that was a rumour that you just thought, this is so untrue, I'm so tempted to say something just to actually confirm that this is not the case? Did you ever read anything that you just felt, oh, like so frustrated?
Probably all of it. But no, I think the one thing was definitely with the whole that I planned, there was like this really horrible article saying that I planned what I was doing before Love Island, that I was going to apparently go on Love Island, win the show somehow. I was going to win that, which is really difficult. And then I was going to like not be with Jack, and then I was going to get with like the guy I'm with now. And it was just really like, I wish I had my life that figured out, to be honest, because I really wish I did, because before Love Island, I didn't know what I was doing. Love Island sort of saved me, which is really weird.
What do you mean?
It just like made me become who I am. Like, I didn't really know what I was doing before Love Island. I was like, I had my friends, I was having fun, I was working in a pub, but that wasn't what I wanted to do long term. And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go on Love Island and have some fun and hope, you know, something comes of it. So, but you don't know what's gonna happen in Love Island. You know, it was very lucky to actually go on there and meet someone. It's so difficult.
Yeah. So you don't regret that experience, obviously, now that, because how long were you and Jack together for?
We was together, so eight months nearly.
Right.
Well, it was like including Love Island time, like 8 months, 9 months.
And you don't regret the experience at
all?
Oh
my God, no, never. Like, never, never, never. That's like, good. Well, I'll never regret anything I've done.
When you were on the show, I remember there was one moment when Jack was in Casa Amor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
oh my God, I had like a breakdown, didn't I?
And it generated a lot of complaints, because what happened was they showed you a clip of Jack meeting his ex-girlfriend in that other villa, and then there was a video of you getting quite upset by it, seeing that clip, and then there were loads of complaints about how that was quite manipulative. Did you feel manipulated at the time, or did you just feel incredibly upset seeing
I was just upset, I think, because everything was quite going really well, and you know, and then Castlemore is always scary anyway. Like, a day in there feels like a week, so I was gone for like 4 days, so you're overthinking anyway. And I think for me, I'm such a drama queen. I don't know why I cried like that. I didn't cry like that for a long time, really. I sort of kept it together. And then that was that one little clip, and for some reason, it just really hurt me. I don't know why, but it wasn't manipulative. I just think it's a TV show. Like, they have to have your twists and turns. Everyone's got to have their moments. And, you know, I couldn't believe there was all complaints and stuff, to be honest.
And coming out the show, how did you find going from being in that bubble and being in this relationship where I'm guessing it doesn't feel like the cameras are on you, because you're just living in this villa and the sun is shining and you've met someone great and whatever. So I suspect it's probably more intense, and things probably between you and Jack get more intense far more quickly than they would in the outside world. So what was the transition like when you then came out of that villa and you then had to navigate this relationship? Did it feel like you were in a new relationship?
Yeah, you do feel like you're in a new relationship, because when you're in Love Island, everything is so sped up. Like, you would never in 8 weeks become boyfriend and girlfriend with someone like that. It's just so weird, isn't it? It was like 3 weeks, I think, we become in a relationship. I just think when you come out, it is really hard. You sort of adjust to a new life, you know, this relationship, and you sort of go, oh, should we just go back in the villa? Because you just feel safe. And I think it is. It's just hard, isn't it? Like, relationships are difficult anyway. And then to put it in the real world, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And our one just didn't work.
Do you guys still talk? Are you still in touch?
I don't know, no, of course. I think, you know what, if I see Jack, I would be polite. I'd say hello, how are you? Like, I would never, never be horrible to Jack, you know? So if I hope vice versa. But, I mean, we're not going to be friends, are we? It's a bit weird.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're in a new relationship now.
Yeah.
How did it feel actually just forming a new relationship without all of the media attention? I mean, I presume you still get media attention and scrutiny, but without the cameras and without the constant challenges like you had in the villa and without the constant analysis, what's it like just being in a normal relationship?
It's just nice. Like, I've always wanted to, like, I think it's nice to have a normal relationship. Like, he's just a normal guy that has a normal job, and it's nice as well because I detach myself from that as well, because our worlds are so different, and I like that. I think sometimes when your worlds are too similar, it just, like, you know, you can bicker about it sometimes. I just think it's nice to just go home and, you know, chill, ask how his day is, he asks me how mine is, and that's how it is, really.
Looking back on sort of all of your relationship experiences, is there any one instant in particular of how you behaved with a partner that you particularly regret?
I think there's definitely been relationships where, when I was younger, and, you know, when you were just a little bit careless and didn't really think. I think there was one guy who I was with, and I broke his. I've only ever broke one guy's heart, actually. Only one guy when I was younger, and he was really upset about it. But I think that was actually the turning point when I was like, if I wasn't in that relationship, I didn't want to be in that relationship. But I think there's never been anything I've really regretted, because this always happened, and I've always looked back and gone, that's happened for a reason. Even if in that moment in time I didn't feel like it, you know, I was upset and this was happening, and I was like, oh, you know, was that the right decision? I always look back eventually and go, no, that definitely happened for a reason.
How many times do you think you've had your heart broken?
I think a couple times, definitely a couple times. I think my first one, when I was about 18, 19, that was like the serious. I feel like you only ever feel that pain, like, really badly, like, once, and then you do have your crying. When you're crying for 3 days, you can't eat, you don't want to go out, you know. I think we all have that as girls, you know, as you go out, and boys too. But I think only a couple times, not too many. I don't want to be like that all the time.
How do you, when you've just had your heart broken by someone, what are your tips for getting through it?
I think just cry. I just cry. I used to go around my friend's house and just cry, and they'd just be like, you know, just confiding your friends and staying. I think some people, they either go out, don't they, all the time, and, you know, or they just, like, I feel like you just have to deal with your feelings rather than just go out and partying and stuff. I don't think that works.
Are you watching the show now?
Yeah, I love Love Island. I love Love Island. Like, it's one of the best shows ever.
Who are you rooting for?
You know what? I like Leanne and Mike. Like Leanne and Mike. But Mike, I don't know. There's something about him that I'm a bit like, do I trust you? I like Shauna and Callum. I think they're really, really funny.
Yeah.
But it's hard. You know, Sophie, I like Sophie. I think she's really great. Yeah. I like them all. Paige, as it's going on, I'm starting to like more characters, but I can't get a name right. Is it Shanice?
Yeah.
I really like her. Yeah. I keep hearing mixed things about her, but I think she's brilliant.
Is it not quite surreal to watch the show?
The first
now?
One was when I watched the summer one.
Yeah,
that was really, really weird. But now this one, I'm like, I just feel like I'm watching a show.
Yeah,
like, I don't feel like I was on that one. It's so weird.
Does it feel like your life is just completely different now?
Yeah, it is. But when they're in there, I'm like, you know what, I want to say to them, just enjoy every minute of it, because when you're in there, you moan and you're like, why are you moaning? Like, just enjoy it.
And do you have any other advice for people for when they immediately come out of the villa, who are like you are in couples?
Yeah,
how they can handle the media attention, the scrutiny, and try to because, you know, I don't know if that was the reason why you and Jack didn't work, but I can imagine that puts a lot of strain on a relationship. So do you have any advice for navigating that and just trying to maintain the intimacy that you had in the villa, I guess?
I think it's just to enjoy it, you know, have one-on-one time. And, you know, when you come out, it is like your world just changes completely. And I just think it's, you know, stay right around the people that, you know, were there before the villa. So you just keep your normality. And I don't think, and just don't go out all the time. I mean, I'm so boring anyway, but it's just like, just stay in, enjoy time together. And I just think, as a person, don't change your life completely. Like, although your life will change, like, keep what you had before, like your friends, always spend time with your family. I just think, because that just keeps you grounded and like, you know what, my life isn't too different.
If you had to come up with one takeaway that you learned about relationships, just being on the show specifically, because we're going to come to another one in a minute, but just being on Love Island, is there one thing that you think you learned about yourself and the way you behave in a relationship that you didn't know prior to going on the show?
I think it's definitely like being honest with how you're feeling. I feel like sometimes, as like girl and boys, but like you bubble up with how you're feeling and you're not really honest about it, and then you just like explode and they like scream. And that's what I used to do. I used to be like, yeah, I'm fine, fine, fine. And then I'd like completely not be fine. And I just think now I know that you should just be honest with someone and, you know, truthful. And I just think I learned that about myself. And, you know, just not to be like a yes girl. You know, yes, babe, that's fine. Yes, no. If there's a problem, you could know. That's what I'm like.
We sort of segued into our lessons in love segment in the show, which is when a guest shares something they've learned from their relationship. So yours is obviously to be honest. But I want to ask you a bit about what you just said about being a yes girl, because I think it's really funny, because there is this sort of myth that the cool girl, in inverted brackets, you know, is someone who doesn't really let anything bother them and doesn't really get too annoyed by anything in a relationship and just kind of lets people walk all over them. So do you think that's something that you did in the show or only prior to the show, and now you learn in the show that you're not going to let people do that to you anymore?
I think definitely prior to the show I was a little bit like that. I wasn't in a relationship for like about a year and a half to 2 years, really. But I mean, obviously you see people in between, and I think I was just so like laid back of everything, like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And then sort of went in there and I was like, well, actually no, that's not what I want. Clearly something's going wrong, you know, clearly, Danny. So I just think I learned in the villa, and when I come out of the villa, like, you should just definitely be honest. And like the cool girl, like, oh, you know, I'm fine with him doing this, I'm fine with him doing that. I just don't feel like you should be like that. Like, obviously, you have to be laid back. And I think we're all a little bit nuts as girls, aren't we, really? We overthink everything. I know their cousins, sisters, brother, where they've gone out. I know everything. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's a bit scary. I know their mum and dad before they've told me their names. So I thought I had to rein that in a little bit.
It's social media, though, isn't it? Like, it's so tempting when you have access to all this information to someone.
Yeah, I'm nuts. Literally, my friends say to me, like, you're like the FBI. Yeah, but I've had to calm that down a little bit.
Yeah, I think we all are, to be honest. I think that's all we've got time for.
Oh, thank you.
But thank you so much, Danny, for coming in.
Thank you for
having me. And really appreciate it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a new listener, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you listen. You can also comment and leave us a rating so that more people can find us. Keep up with everything to do on the show on Instagram. Just search Millennial Love. See you next week.